usually an insurer of some kind. Because there have been changes in premiums, and in some market areas, but not the one in our metropolitan area, some plans that are no longer being offered, people ought to look and make sure they're comfortable with the premium that's being charged and also the benefits that are being included, as some of the payments to these private plans under Medicare have gone down relative to what they were initially expected to be. There have been some premium increases, some benefit cuts, and occasionally some plans that have left the area. About 320,000 seniors across the country are going to find that their plan is no longer there for them. They'll have to make another choice. We aren't facing that in the Washington, Maryland, Virginia area, but there's enough change going on that people ought to look to make sure that last year's choice, whether it was a supplement or a Part D prescription drug coverage or a Medicare Advantage plan, the private plan alternative to Medicare, is still right for them and whether their particular plan is still right. For people in the Affordable Care Act, there are increases that have gone on with many of the premiums. Sometimes there are decreases in the premium, and some new plan choices are available. Frequently, it's the plans that had the most aggressive approach last year that ended up with a lot of enrollees may well have the highest increase compared to other offerings. So if you look in Maryland, for example, three of the six carriers had a decline ranging between 7, 10, and 14% in premiums. But the big carriers there, which are the CareFirst carriers, had increases 10% or 16%. If you're in that plan, you need to make sure it's still the best choice for you as it was last year. Similarly, these changes in Virginia range all over the map, where some of the increases are in the 8 or 11% range, but others you will see decreases. So people need to look to make sure they understand the choices available and what it'll cost them, not just in terms of the benefits, but something about the network plans. And, of course, in D.C., you have the same kind of change going on. We don't see increases that are as large in terms of the plans that are being offered to individuals, but they vary from an increase of 7.5%, again, the CareFirst Blue Choice plan, to a decline from last year of 6% for Aetna. Whether the one with the lowest decline or the biggest increase is the right one for you depends on what you paid last year, and it depends on the benefits offered, and it depends on whether the physicians and hospitals in the network are the right ones for you. So the real message is look. It is the time for Medicare is right now up until December 7th. As of November 15th until February 15th will be the time for people under the Affordable Care Act to consider what they wanted to do. And, of course, if they weren't in last year, whether or not this is the time for them to join.
Obamacare opponents have been very busy circulating emails to reporters like me, getting on the air with their concerns, and they list, among other things, higher premiums, a limited choice of providers, a limited choice of coverage, even privacy intrusions. Are they right about some of this?
Well, they are right some of the time. There are some very substantial increases in premiums that will occur for next year. And many times they're relatively narrow networks. Whether it means it's not a good choice for someone depends on what their alternative is. If their alternative is no insurance because they're not easily insured, or very expensive insurance if they go to a private market because they've had some health problem in the past, or they're an older individual, then what they are saying about the Affordable Care Act may not necessarily be wrong. It may still be the best choice for an individual. So people, unfortunately, have to just take the time, look at their choices, including what's available outside of the network. Most of the people who chose the Affordable Care Act receive substantial subsidies. Overall in the country, 80% of the people, 85% of the people who signed up under the exchanges received a subsidy of some sort. If they go outside of the exchange, they will lose the subsidy. So even if the insurance looks better, you have to weigh it relative to the loss of the subsidy. If you are near 150 or 200% of the poverty line, that's likely to be a big loss in subsidy. It'll be hard to imagine there are very many private plans that will be able to beat that.
Forgive my pause here. I'm just gathering a good third question. Gail, it's tough to answer this in a soundbite or two. Have we seen enough evidence to say whether Obamacare is working?
It depends what you mean by working. Even then, it's hard to know what the effect is. There's a lot of debate about exactly how many newly insured individuals are around because of the Affordable Care Act. And it appears it is more because of the Medicaid expansion than the Affordable Care Act. One of the reasons is, unfortunately, there was a change in the wording that the Census Department uses in terms of how the number of uninsured are assessed. That means there is some confusion being able to analyze data now from data that was previously collected. We are experiencing low levels of expenditure growth, lower than people anticipated. Most people think that's not much related to the Affordable Care Act because we are still so much in a slow recovery period. But there clearly are people who have insurance now, some numbers of millions, unclear exactly how many millions we're talking about, that didn't previously have insurance, and people know that they won't be shut out of the insurance market because they've been sick, or if they lose their job, there is an alternative place to get insurance. And some people who were near the poverty line are getting substantial help in getting that insurance or getting an expanded Medicaid program. So in terms of more coverage, people are getting help that way. We're not seeing a lot of downsides in spending yet. It's much too early to know whether or not this is actually improving the health of the U.S. population. That will take a year or two to sort out. It's clearly more complicated than we thought. If anything, emergency room visits are up, but there's some indication that that will subside as people get used to having coverage.
Great to talk to you, Gail. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Dimitri.
Good. That was good.
Lots of information.
A lot of good detail.
Yeah. Well, it was good that I went to pull this out because I had looked at it before, but it's been a long time.
Yeah.